What are some of the amazing words of Jesus in his 3.5 year ministry? Jesus often spoke in absolutes. He was often forceful. He was often sweeping in his words. Some of the most amazing words are the ones that I call the seven nevers. In the Gospel of John, seven times, not eight, not ten, not five, seven. Jesus said, never. Now, that's an absolute, never. They're kind of like a string of priceless pearls that get more treasured the longer we have them. It's the message that we're supposed to proclaim, those seven amazing nevers. What are they? Jesus promised to those that would believe in him, number one, they'd never thirst. Number two, they'd never hunger. Number three, they'd never walk in darkness. This is what he said. But whoever drinks of the water I will give him, John 4:14, will never thirst. Now remember, the woman at the well said, wow, I'd like that. Kind of like an automatic water dispenser. I don't like walking to the well. And he says, you're not listening. So I'm talking in spiritual terms. He goes on to say, but the water I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. We become fountains of life-giving water. We live Christ, we radiate Christ, and a dying, thirsty world sees Christ. Jesus also said that you never hunger. I'm the bread of life, John 6:35. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. We'll never have that emptiness that leads to despair. We have Christ who satisfies us. And thirdly, he said, my children will never walk in darkness. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I'm the light of the world. The light of the world. I mean, what amazing statements he made. I am the light of the world. And whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Light that brings life to our souls. Jesus goes on in these nevers. And you notice the last four, John 8:51, 52, 10:28, and 11:26. You notice they all center on something. Jesus really focused on this death and the power over death. And he said, if you come to me, you'll never see death. You'll never taste death. You'll never perish. And then finally at Lazarus's funeral, he said, I'm the resurrection of life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. That's what Jesus promised. You notice that every one of those center somehow on his power, his absolute statements tied to death, dying in the grave. That same Jesus who died also rose from the dead. And he rose proving his words are true. He went into the grave, as it were, taking the scriptures with him and saying, I'm banking everything in this book, everything that you've read about, everything that you've heard about. I'm taking it with me. And if I step out of the tomb, it's true. I'm authenticating that the Bible is true.